Good morning. Today is Wednesday.
Mr. Bone is alongside. Good morning.
Morning.
Jeez, you must have a meeting after this.
No.
It just looks like a little fashion statement.
It was clean. So I dressed them.
Well, that might be why it's a fashion statement.
Whatever is clean.
Are you ready for it? Why do we say that?
Never have been, but okay. Oh.
Do you want noses or monkeys?
Noses or monkeys? I got quite the nose. Let's go with the nose.
All right. Why do we say on the nose?
It's an old boxing term. So when they were in the boxing match, they tell him to hit him on the nose. That would be on the nose.
Some folks will tell you that on the nose, meaning exactly right, comes from the racetrack. While it may seem logical, the phrase comes from the studio, not the track. Directors of early radio programs found that they often had to communicate with people in front of live microphones.
Or broken microphones.
Or broken carriers there, yeah. In order to give directions without making sounds, a special sign language was developed. When a program was running precisely on schedule, the person watching the time put a finger alongside his or her nose.
That's probably where the hand signals came in.
Yeah, so a horse who wins by a nose has nothing to do with this familiar expression, which finally appeared in print in the 1930s. Nice try.
Yeah, here we go again. Over 71. Yeah,
down that trail. Yeah. Oh, gee. So what are you hearing about? We've got to be coming up on a mid-year budget here halfway shortly.
Yeah, huh? It's ugly.
How ugly?
We're finding out that our sales tax revenue, unlike a lot of the northern counties, I think our sales tax revenue, I think the number, and these are all off the top of my head because I've just seen preliminaries, are upwards of 20%. Southern Humboldt down maybe 30% plus, from
that's kind of what Michelle's been indicating.
So I think I figure we're going to run anywhere between 7 and 12 million shortfall. I'm hoping that's it. And, we're getting things cleaned up from our finances. So that,
that's why I was wondering if that is a contributing factor.
It's not a contributing factor, what I would like to say, because, that horse is out of the stable. I'm tired of talking about it. But I'm just...
True, but now that you know what the number is...
But we have an accurate number.
Yeah.
I mean, our numbers before were just, let's hope for the wall and let's pick the one that we felt the best, because we had no idea. This will be a fairly accurate number, and we can adjust accordingly.
But is that reset part of this?
It's going to be a discussion. I mean, we were looking yesterday at, the Behavioral Health Center that we looked at in Orange County that we're talking about doing in partnership with Providence and Mad River and basically all the health organizations to alleviate some of the issues at emergency rooms and to address our mental health issues on a smaller scale. But we're looking at matching funds were $3 million or if we could come up with more. And so we're looking at some grants.
Oh, it's just like a 50-50 match up as high as you
can go? No, it's only a 10% grant. It's only a 10% match.
Oh.
A minimum 10% match, but if you come up, you get more competitive. You say, "Hey, we'll match 15%," or the more you can throw at the
makes it more attractive.
We make. And and again, yesterday's meeting was focused quite a bit on it. My hat's off to Providence, but my hat's off big time to Mad River, privately held hospital that has offered to give us the land to build this facility next to a hospital, so we can
next door to where they're
Between United Indian Health and Mad River, and that's huge. And I.
Does that count towards that match, the value of that?
We're looking at that. We haven't quite distinguished that, but it also helps us that we've got the land, we've got the idea, we've got a preliminary drawing, back of the napkin type of thing of what we want to do. We looked at the one down in Orange County. We're going to be a lot smaller than theirs, obviously, for just for scale,
sheer volume.
But it makes it look like when you sit there. We're getting to the point. Yesterday was an agreement.
Don't use that phrase. That was so fake anyway.
Backhoe ready.
There you go.
would
this be a regional or just a Humboldt County?
Humboldt County, and it's as centrally located as we can. That somebody's given us free land, and it works out.
It'd be
well.
An ideal.
And
location.
It's does this fix the situation? No, but it addresses the situation. Because it is a.
It's not going to fix it until people stop using drugs.
No, it's you're exactly
end of story,
right.
Yeah.
It's tearing the fabric of. I ran into somebody yesterday that I used to do business with years ago, and I looked at him, and I just says, "What are you doing?" He says, and he went on a tirade. He made every excuse in the world, which you're going to see, but it was just sad to see because it was somebody that it's not that I don't respect him anymore, but somebody I respect, but I felt sorry for him that he'd fallen down that rabbit hole. And the rabbit hole is so easy to fall down. And that's where we, you know, I don't know how we fix that, you know.
Well, mental health is obviously part of that arena.
You know,
and the destigmatizing and some of the other things that we're talking
about. We all, you know, I think everybody at one time suffers a state of depression. They all suffer.
Oh, you go up, you go down.
It's how we deal with it because we all have trials and tribulations. We all
so
face,
with all the stuff you've gone through, have you ever been tempted? I've never thought of.
No. I've never. I mean, I still have my commercial driver's license, and I had hazardous for 38 years, 39 years. So I was regularly drug tested.
Does that mean that you were a hazardous material? Yeah.
But I was regularly drug tested, but it wasn't even that. I just, you know, I haven't smoked marijuana because the last thing I need is something to enhance my appetite. And but harder drugs, I mean, back then, they scare the hell out of me now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, when you're younger and more bulletproof. When you're younger and more bulletproof, you know, you don't think
about
that.
You hear about that gal down in L.A.? She's going around to parties where they're doing coke, and she has some kind of a tester kit for fentanyl.
It's like,
okay, if it works.
If you have to test for it, don't take it.
Yeah, no kidding. KINS, News and Information. I can take that too.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
We had the tower guy here.
Oh,
Sunday. So we got pictures of Brett up on the tower changing the light bulb.
It didn't fall down, did it?
No, it took a lightning hit.
Okay, all right.
No, and he didn't. No, those guys. Yeah, you've got new adventurous ones. Tower climbers, and you've got old tower climbers.
I was out at the ball field yesterday, and I had two up there at 150 feet, and I'm watching them scamper up, and I'm going, no way.
But No. This is hook every 4 feet as you go up.
I talked to one the other day and a while back, and he was on a tower, and I want to say it's by Red Bluff or something, 840 feet. And he went all the way to the top of it, and he sat there. He says, you start tasting copper in the back of your mouth, though, and he says it must be from fillings or something, but you actually, that's a long ways.
The ones that are... Talk about geeking out, huh? There was a tower in Atlanta a week ago when the storms came through. 1,600 footer knocked down with a hurricane. I look at that stuff, you know. If there's an elevator involved with these things, I don't want to get close to it.
No.
Some of those down at Tamalpais in San Francisco, they've got elevators.
Yeah.
Two levels of elevators. I can't imagine what those things must cost.
That's because we all have a cell phone in our hand.
Yeah.
And police radio, so they love to contact. Well, anyway, back you were talking about. The other thing is when we were growing up, and not even then, the ease of getting these non-pharmaceuticals and pharmaceutical drugs is so much easier.
Yeah.
And we did not have, we had pain pills. We didn't have the opioid epidemic. We didn't have the fentanyl. We didn't have...
What was the
China,
stuff that keeps
Mexico
keeps
and,
guys awake when they're driving? That was the thing. The
beans,
no-dos.
Beans.
But
that was
the thing, right? And then marijuana hit, and then it all kind of went sideways.
Yeah. Crosstops is what they were called. They were just little white. They were pills for. They were an antihistamine pill. So,
Okay.
To the pharmacy side. But I believe. So, I mean, you know, I'm an old truck driver. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know more. Long, 50 Boy, years ago.
Rod, I think we just found the promo.
But, I mean, it's just the steady stream. I mean, you saw last year or 5 years ago, we got 8 pounds of, you know, white narcotics off the streets here in Humboldt or something like some low number. The other day, we made a 45, 50-pound bust, and he can't go to state prison because it wasn't a crime against anybody. So they were talking about, that's the one they were talking about keeping in our local prison for 18 years, and I don't know where it came out, but Danny. Our drug task force is just killing it on getting this stuff off the streets. But, I mean,
but there's so much now.
Sometimes it's like shoveling sand at the beach.
Yeah, yeah. It's, and then what we focus on, it's at the state level.
Well, I think
you mentioned the mental health. Yeah, so we take care of that. Close the borders, make it tougher for this stuff to get in here. I did find it funny. I commented earlier this week that they busted somebody at the border last week. They had a truckload of eggs.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I mean, you know, everything's a commodity, right? It's just all
egg,
ROI.
So was it egg carton or egg cartel?
Yeah. Oh, and there was, I think Hewitt had something earlier this week that the northern part of Mexico now is it. There's no government there. It's all just run by the cartels.
Yeah,
that's it, and that's it. So you look at that stuff, and I'm glad we're at our end of the state rather than the other end of the state. But with your buddies in the rural counties that are in the southern part, they must be just getting torn up by this stuff.
Well, I was looking at, and we were talking. I watched a thing on National Geographic on, I think it was Pablo Escobar. When he got elected to Congress, and down there, but he got elected to Congress because they had immunity,
right,
against being brought to the United States for charges, and then they stripped him of the. It was pretty interesting that the power and the
they're running it.
Yeah,
that's all that it is. I don't know. Mexico's not high on my I want to go there list.
No.
So.
All right, yeah, I mean, there are beautiful places down there, and I have friends that have places down there, they're in lovely areas, but I always remember the director of tourism for Acapulco was trying to explain to people when they found that car with 22 heads in it that it was nowhere near the tourist, it was 3 miles away, don't worry. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just, and the violence, it's just, I think the violence, the despair, the total destruction of the family values that it's doing, and we've heard about this, it's not a, you know, we all say the war on drugs didn't work. Obviously it didn't work because we and it's getting worse now that we're not
doing anything.
We're not going to charge these people. So the risk versus reward. I mean, this is, you know, we caught a little bit of hell when we wrote the letter about the DA not charging people that were selling bags of fentanyl on the tenderloin, just walking up. I mean, we had
really, you got blowback on that?
Oh, quite a bit. Yeah, I mean,
from who?
He wrote and says we sent it to the wrong place, and I just sent it to the address that was
the San Francisco
on their
DA
website. Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, and former DA.
Well,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So but it's still an issue. But I mean, San Francisco's got it. It's scary how much business they're losing just from this. You know, from
Might be scary, but on the other hand, it's kind of refreshing that people are making decisions based on that kind of thing, and they're acting on it.
Yeah, you
know? So there is a financial impact to the city. Maybe they will make a change. I mean, if we all of a sudden started getting active,
well, the legislator and everything else has to get serious about charging for this. And I know, but what we're doing is
and a local priority too.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if they have a drug task force or the equivalent of that. San Francisco.
Because that's who we got all our information was from, the drug task force. Our drug task force leader got it from them.
From them, okay.
Who's saying that our hands are tied, and they were so frustrated they couldn't see straight. So we got all our information verified through them that it was just, you know, pass and go.
Jeez. It's 8:30.
Stand by playback.
And now,
live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I can't
keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. You back with us?
I'm here.
Okay. He's doing that two-thumb thing.
Well, no, I'm...
I can't get up beyond one finger.
Somebody just texted me and said they heard the road from Petrolia to Ferndale's closed, and that might be a problem considering Bull Creek's closed.
No.
It could be a problem.
No, don't say that. We're supposed to run up to the mountain tomorrow. up to
Which
Monument.
One?
Monument.
No, oh, you can go up Monument. You can go up to, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fine. But anyway, go ahead. I'm just asking questions.
With some of the slides and all that, I guess, residual, the last month has kind of been an interesting month, so to speak. What lessons have you learned from the last experiences? Anything to build on?
Yeah, the weather does come back. This is the way it used to be. I can remember being younger. This is the way it used to be, because I'm going back when we duck hunted. There were certain places we couldn't go anymore because
I thought you were going to do the hair thing.
No.
Appreciate that. Yeah. You're just sliding right by that one.
Yeah. I mean, when you had it? No. Anyway, I'm just saying it's a lot like it used to be. It's in the adjustment, but we don't prepare.
Normal.
Yeah. What amazes me is how well our public works and our emergency services and things like that reacted to problems, perceived problems, or tried to fight off problems. And we had
staff or planning of staff.
Staff
to avoid some of the
staff
issues.
I mean, something. Our public works does a great job. They really do. And I say this: 25 years ago, we had 150 people in public works. Now we got 60 some odd. We used to have 16 barns that they worked out of. We have six.
150.
Yeah,
when Murray was running the joint
back when he first, we had 16 barns. We had a barn in Petrolia. We had barns everywhere where we had guys working out of. We had residents.
By barn
people,
for those who aren't
shops,
familiar,
shops, places to base out of where they went every morning before they went to work. So we didn't have, now we've got Ferndale that goes all the way to Honeydew. We've got, it's just, and they do a really good job, and with what they have, and it's budgets. Budgets have not kept up. We haven't lost any roads, so it's they do monumental with what they have, and we have a backlog of, depending who you talk to, $250 million worth of work. Now that's if everything was the way it should be, but we do need to work on keeping our culverts. I mean, it's better off we have four guys cleaning culverts. Well, then eight guys replacing the culvert when it blows out.
We got one, and down here on Park. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yeah, right there.
It's like, I mean, you can tell when it was put in because...
And I tell a lot of people, yeah. I had a guy call me this morning and he sent me a thing that a culvert and a pothole or a sink was starting. And so he says, should I send this? Somebody? No, send it to me because I like to know what's going on. And then if we do, I tell people, let us know before it becomes... before it comes to
we just got through with
20 inches of rain and, potholes popped up everywhere, got bigger and couldn't do much.
You hit the one coming down marsh, huh?
Couldn't do much with potholes in the rain.
Right.
Contrary to what some people think. But, I mean, now they're out there patching and,
working.
And working. I mean, if this weather's been a break for getting some of the more obvious things taken care of.
But, right. I guess it's tempting to go, we did very well. It's tempting to say it all flew off, and we need a lot of work. But it's the fine-tuning stuff. I think that's where the magic lies, at least for me with a lot of this stuff. It's, okay, we're not going to solve $250 million. We know it. Okay, fine. But how do we, that one spot, that one thing, that one idea somebody came back with, and you just slowly build up off of that. Those are the gems that are out
we've
there.
We've tried. I've argued for ever since more money for Measure Z, and Measure Z seems to it doesn't go. And I think roads are a big safety issue, and I've been a proponent of roads.
Well, the volunteer fire guys. you know, with what Rio Dell went through and everybody else and also. It's like, yeah, these guys are busting their chops and they got
they don't get paid.
Zero.
They don't get paid. Yeah. They don't. I mean, they actually had damage to their building too. So, you know, and Measure Z is we have done quite a bit with Measure Z for them. They're averaging a couple $2.5 million a year, which is a lot more than they got with Prop 172. So I mean, and that's great. And they'd always, and with the lowering sales tax, Measure Z will be lower. You know, and then
wait a minute, say that again.
With sales tax dollars coming down.
The rate going down.
No, the dollars. No. Yeah. You know, and hats off to the city of Eureka. I mean, they get a cent and a half more per dollar than we do with ours. And they and it's showing their roads are improving and they are starting programs that you have to maintain. So as those move forward, hopefully we can work in tandem on some of these things. And it's kind of nice to know that their measures are popping in, so we'll be able to take measure. We used to help them out with a park ranger and stuff like that. Now I can see where we'll take that park ranger and maybe put them out at the McKay track. We're having some homeless issues. Our trails are getting built. They're getting used out there, much like they're being used down on the waterfront. And
probably need a parking lot, huh?
So, huh?
Need a parking lot?
They've got two of them now. They've got the one out there at Northridge.
At this end?
And they've got one at Redwood Fields. We've made an agreement with them to use they use Redwood Fields.
So there's not one on Harris?
There's not one on Harris. On Harris, you'll see them parking there and walking down to the old Redoni place, as the old-timers call it, and hitting the trail through there. So
the $1 million that the county made available for folks that received earthquake damage.
Yes.
I know it sounds great. I know the heart's in the right spot. But even if you had 20 people, that's only, what, $50,000 a piece? That's not going to make anybody whole. In hindsight now, with this deficit that you were referencing, would that $1 million have been better spent?
No.
Somewhere else?
No.
Contingency fund?
No. The $1 million
went. Why not more?
The $1 million went right where it should have.
Right.
Because we needed to help those people immediately. The only thing that disappoints me, it didn't. We had contractors down there wanting to work, but there's a protocol that we have to go through government. But the thing is, 60 homes red tag, 70 homes, something like that. They've put some of them, got put up in the same day. I mean, within 2 or 3 days, contractors went in. They were owned by contractors. They put their own houses back up, or they worked for contractors. Not all of the, some of the houses are going to be $50,000 worth of damage. Some of them are getting back on. We had a couple of mobile homes go up for less than $5,000.
Oh, little dinkers.
So, yeah. So, I mean, and then we're having a meeting this week with the insurance commissioner about there's monies available for strapping. It's a $3,000, you know, it's a law now. You have to strap your mobile home. There's monies available to do that. Not even if you have, because only 950 people have. In Humboldt County had earthquake insurance was the number I heard. So if you start figuring out, that's like less than 2%. And it almost runs about the same. I read the other day, 2% of California residents have flood insurance. So after what just happened in Merced with Bear Creek and all those houses, right. 200 houses flooded in one of my friends' district alone. So when only 2% are covered, then you end up with problems. So, and you know, earthquake insurance is expensive, and then you throw a $25,000 deductible in there, and you're going, uh-oh.
It's 844.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Market. It's more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone. Rex, as you look at the damage that's in the area, are you surprised it's as little as it is?
I was amazed that morning. I mean, I've got a neighbor that's 102, and it was her birthday the night before. So the first thing I did was run over to her house because she has a lot of books, and we were worried about her getting up, falling down in the middle of the night because her sight at 102 is a little affected too. Got her, and so then I ran down to the office, down to see, but make sure the courthouse was, you know, what still I could see of it. Still, yeah, it was still, you know, no problems there. And then I headed to Ferndale, and obviously by then they'd closed the bridge, and so I went over Blue Slide, and there were some issues on Blue Slide that they got worked out. But I got to the volunteer fire department, somewhere around 4 or 4:15 in the morning at Ferndale, and volunteers already made three trips through town and hadn't found any damage. Ferndale. Now, and I'm trying to get a hold of Travis out there at the Petrolia. Couldn't get a hold of him. Got a hold of somebody else. Says, we had a couple things shake off the shelf. It was like it just went underground, and Riadel sitting on a rock. Scotia was slightly damaged, but Riadel.
That's what I was wondering. We haven't heard anything about Scotia.
Riadel took the brunt of it. Okay. And I don't know, but maybe the river prism, you know, the river, maybe, I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah.
And then talking with Fortuna, I think, lost five houses. They had an issue with Ray's where they were going to condemn it. And then Ray's went in. I thought it was going to be closed. And 2 days later, it's open. And they got back in there and got an engineer in there and says, no, all we got to do is fix this, this, and this, and it's good to go. So they got, which was great for Ray's and their employees and things like that. People reacted quickly. But the brunt of it was Riadel with their water pipes and the sewer issue they had. And I mean, they it was kind of just piled and piled on them. And Shane.
We didn't get a ton of tree fall from that. The windstorm
brought a lot of trees down. I mean, raised all sorts of hell up in Chairman Mandrone's district along Patch Points. But trees fell everywhere. We had them, you know.
Yeah, the pictures of 101 with the trees both ways. Yeah, that was kind of impressive.
And then recently with the Bull Creek issue, a lot of trees came down that was. There's no logging, nothing effective. It just came down, and we don't know.
And the national forest and the state parks, that is just kind of let there for the bugs to eat over the next 1,000 years.
Yeah, and they've got.
Is that still the philosophy?
Well, they can utilize the way I understand, they can utilize the fall down that's on the roads. Everything else lays where it's at.
Do they even have chainsaws big enough to cut those things anymore?
Nobody has chainsaws big enough to cut those things. Those 14, 15 feet. I mean, it's. It's pretty amazing on Bull Creek where the flats are, where how many trees fell. And they fell both ways, and it was moving. And I got a tour from the state park guys, and I stepped on a branch, and they jumped about 20 feet. And then I realized when we got through, an old growth came down. The mountain was moving, and it was they kept saying.
They heard the snap?
Yeah. They kept saying, Rex, can you run? And I'm going, well, depending on the threat, yes. Yeah. I mean.
Define run.
Yeah. But so anyway, it's Bull Creek's got about a half, 3/4 mile that are pretty devastating, and the road has rippled in every direction. I mean, north, south, east, west. It's they've closed the state parks.
I don't use the word often. Yeah. I don't think I even use the word, but that power, and the way you described it, that really is an awesome release of.
Oh, it's just
energy
pushing up. I mean, pushing sideways, whatever, because it's falling every which way. The upper hill, down on the flats, it's falling the other way. It's amazing. And so we've got, I'd say 30, 40 old growths that are just look like pixie sticks in some places, and still coming down, 4 or 5 trees a day. Up until the other day, they were still moving
from wind or just inertia.
I would think, and I don't know, everybody, there's going to be 80 experts, and Kurt McCrae from Cal Fire offered up his agency helicopter to take up a geologist. State geologist called me, and we got them hooked all together. Yeah. They flew Friday because they couldn't walk it up top, so they don't know if they have a crack up there. And you got to remember, we had a lot of rain, so did the earthquake make a big crack up on top,
right,
out in the middle of nowhere? And then did the water seepage just create a situation, because there's springs everywhere? Was there enough water added to it that created an issue? And
the pressure to pop.
You know, and they're not sure. And I mean, I think it's all going to.
Isn't nature cool?
Nature is cool. You know, yeah. We can have weatherman predict it, but stick your head outside, and if it's wet, it's raining.
Yeah, there you go. All right, bud. Hang in there. Thanks for coming by.